The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's Move On Up and Move On In to Motivating Monday, where we will magnify the majestic king of the universe together. First up, sometimes in the realm of faith, the scriptures get twisted. Not only are they usually taken out of context, they are also often applied in methods that don't work. We will explore that. Next, a believer's salvation cannot be destroyed, but something a believer has can be. We examine a believer's biblical understanding. And finally, Christian warfare is spiritual, but it manifests in the natural. God is involved and the enemy is involved. The believers are involved and the non-believers are involved. We're all involved.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing.
Yay. Yay, prevailing. Yay.
Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities and oive. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Now, you can reach out to us a couple of different ways, okay? We give you the opportunity to call in. Terrific T right there. If you call into our phone, she will get the phone and be very nice to you and kind to you, and she will pass that call over. That's the 972-445-0770. Then there's other people out there that you might want to text. And so on that text, we highly encourage 214-210-8483, because that's the only one that we're going to get. So we really encourage that. That's 214-210-8483. Other people remember when they were in school and they had a little rubber bander between their fingers, between their thumb and their index finger, and they would put a little piece of paper in and try and shoot little things over to other people or at other people. You can send us a note that way. We will open up the mailbox. You have to be really good, though.
Right. You have to be very good.
Very good. At a very long distance. Got to go like past the freeways and everything. But if you're feeling confident, we want you to give it a try. Additionally, as you know, it can either be praise reports that you're sharing, prayer requests, possible pop questions that we might be able to answer, and trivia. Let's get rolling with our trivia to get things started and keep it simple. Now, we're starting with the simple stuff just to get ourselves rolling in the beginning of the week. How many loaves and how many fishes did Jesus use to feed the 5,000? Okay? How many did he start off with? From the little lad. How much did that whole thing start off with? 214-210-8483 or 972-445-0770. Keep in mind, any topic is open for conversation. Why? Because it's not professional radio. It's not even close. See, there's professional radio, and then there's radio, then there's polka music, and then there's Dave Show. That's how I do that. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. First and foremost, we just want to remind people, telling people, letting people know that our DNA has had a modification. It has had some different words added to it, and I think it's important for you guys to recognize that. Do you remember what the modifications are? You feel pretty good about those? Do you know? Are you kind of like, yeah, I'll do it one more time, and then later this week.
I know. Go. Like I feel like I have the two. The first, that the D, and then the A. I just cannot remember the N.
Okay, so the D, draw closer to the Lord, and then we added daily. Okay, so draw closer to the Lord. So the way to remember daily is the D. Draw closer to the Lord daily. That's an easy way to do it. The second one is the N, and that's to never be ashamed. You should never be ashamed. You should never be ashamed of Jesus and his words. It doesn't matter what any person, any human being, any demonic spirits, nobody cares. You should never be ashamed of Jesus and his words, okay? Period. And then always be ready to serve. That's it. She got that. She did a good job there. So always be ready to serve. Okay. All right. I have just a plethora, which I think, if I remember the three amigos correctly, meant a lot. I have a lot of material I got to cover, so I got to get into it. Every 6 months, okay? Like, can I say that again? Every 6 months, by the way, the trivia question on the board is how many fish and how many loaves of bread did Jesus start off with to feed the 5,000? They had to start somewhere. What did he start with? Give you that chance to answer that. Every 6 months for 9 years, okay? So 6 months, that's twice a year, 9 years, that's 18 times. This is like my 18th time doing this. I read this little list, and I talk about this passage in 2 Thessalonians, and it becomes more and more obvious that this kind of mentality that's going on in the world has been growing and growing and growing, and Scripture has not changed in those 9 years. And when I read these things off, you're going to go, yeah, yeah, those are all accurate. Those are all accurate. But I want to get in on the depth of 2 Thessalonians 2, 10 and 11. And this is what the passage says, and then I'll go into it. It says this: they perish because they refused to love the truth and so be saved. For this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion so that they will believe the lie. When people read this passage and they go, what? And we got somebody calling in on the trivia, and we'll get a chance to get that answered, but then we're going to dive into the depth of this. Because people are perishing because they reject or refuse to love the truth. And then God goes, you're not going to love the truth? Okie dokie. And the result is that they reject the truth and they can never understand the truth from that point. So let's answer the trivia and we'll go into it from there. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Ronnie.
Hey, Ronnie. What's going on, brother? Did you have a nice weekend?
It was okay.
Okay. That's honest. I like that. It was okay. Hopefully next weekend will be better. Roddy, you got to turn that echo down on your radio.
Echo.
Yeah, turn your radio down. Oh yeah, you went to the funerals. How did you do, man? Are you standing
not,
firm?
Not good. Not oh, good.
Talk to me, brother. Talk to me.
The first one I was supposed to read the scripture didn't make it.
Okay, got it.
And then the second one, I was going to be a pallbearer. I made that one.
Okay. Wow. And
it was three, though.
Wow, that's a heavy day.
It was 3 at 11 o'clock.
Wow, brother, that's heavy stuff to go through. I'm just, you know what? I will tell you that as difficult as that was, it will become, hopefully it will become less painful as the Lord kind of comforts you just throughout that process. So, I mean, I prayed for you, and I'll be praying for you all week long because, you know what?
Thank you.
You're a brother in the Lord, and I don't want you to have to go through too much pain. That's a bummer.
David.
Yeah.
I'm a little different.
Yeah.
When I came to Christ, I realized that death happened. So, and then by reading the scriptures, what Joseph had to go through with his father, Israel, and some of the others, what they had to go through, I understood that the Lord was in control of everything. So my thing is I just trusted him, and for his pain, he said that he'd give me comfort and peace.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. That's right. And you know what? You've got it exactly right. The Lord is actually in control of these things. Everybody thinks that they're in charge of stuff, and it's like, no, you're not.
It's as he allows.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Everything. People don't realize, even unsaved, people think that they just get away with stuff, but no one get away with anything. They just, it just takes time. He said he's long-suffering.
Yeah. And you know what's so funny?
That's
what you said is exactly right. And a lot of people miss that Job, before Satan could touch Job, he had to ask permission. But then again, before Satan could touch Peter, he had to ask for permission because Jesus even said he's asked for permission to sift you like wheat.
Yeah.
And it's like, so there is an allowance,
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But the Lord is in control.
Yeah, he's in control of everything. And I also, what people don't realize, and I'm going to say this on the radio, since I don't know when I'll never give another opportunity to do this. Actually, Satan really tries to go against new Christians because they don't know the word. And he's actually afraid of mature Christians because once they know the word, they realize that he has no power on them and they can make him flee just like Jesus did by quoting the word.
Exactly. You know what's so amazing? The whole show is about that. What you just said. Yep. What I'm about to talk about next segment, I'm going to talk about people misapplying the scripture and not knowing the scripture. Then after that, I'm going to be talking about Matthew 4 when Jesus responded to Satan in regards to what the word is.
So you going to go through 1 through 4?
Yeah, I'm going to go through chapter 4, and I'm going to go through 1 through 7 and show you.
Oh, you're going to do 7,
yeah,
my bad.
1 through 7, and then I show people right then and there, this is how Jesus dealt with it. This is how you have to deal with it.
Yep, and the thing is, it works.
Yeah, you're right, man. It works.
It's like, we're a seal. We're a bona fide seal, and it works.
Yeah, love it. Excellent job, my brother. And I will keep you in prayer, and you stand firm in the faith, and let the Lord bring that comfort for you, okay?
No, I actually, what I need prayer for, and this is what I actually need prayer for. I'm procrastinating a lot. I'm not getting in the Word like I should. I'm not getting into prayer like I should. It's not that I'm not doing it, but I'm not doing it in depth where it can be more effective for the body of Christ.
Yeah, let me pray for you right now. We've only got about 60 seconds, but let me pray real fast. Father, I'm just going to lift up Ronnie to you right now, and he has a hunger for your word, but he wants to be more impassioned. He just wants to be in love with your word so much that he's thinking about it more often. He's spending more time with you. He's more mindful of you. He's not asking for anything other than to draw closer to you through communing with you through prayer and through communing with you through your word. And I ask you, Lord, just not just to create, because I know it's there, but just to enhance that desire that he has inside that just enables him to fulfill, not to procrastinate, but to fulfill that which is deep in his heart, to spend better quality and more quality time with you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much.
Brother. God bless you. All right. Take care. All right. We have to exit. So let me just say real quickly, five loaves, two fishes was the answer to the trivia question. And by the way, last week, the answer to the trivia question was Joshua took over for Moses. I forgot to tell everybody. Eric told me that.
Oh, no, I knew.
All right. God bless you, brother.
I couldn't get to the phone.
All right. God bless. I got an exit right here. Thank you. All right, take care.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
An important part is to understand the Philistine rulers were political leaders. They were political leaders. They got together for a political solution. That's what happened. That's what happened. The priests got together and made a decision. Instead of trying to overcome the power of God, they thought they'd make an offering to God, return the ark to Israel. That spiritual solution worked. Got that? So political rulers making political decisions, failure. Priests making an offering to God and returning things to their proper place, solution. That's the key, people. I think that's the key. That's what we need. That's why we need a strong spiritual core in the church. Not just you in your church, but the church in large. Trust me. Trust me when I say this. When they start shooting Christians because we're Christians, when it becomes more like China and they start beating us because we're Christians, the denominational issue will fade to the white.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Oh, my goodness. You know, I like it when the Lord chat, like I had this plan that I was going to do the show, how I was going to do it, right? But I like it when the Lord goes, hey, I got a better idea. It always turns out better if the Lord's doing it.
It does.
It?
That's why you should just never plan. Just come in here and just never plan. Talk.
I'm just going to sit here. I'm just going to start telling jokes until I get something from
there. We go. I can always use the buzzer.
We are some crazy people. All right. So let's keep a couple of things in mind. We do, and I do want to reiterate. So last week we exited the show. I forgot to say that it was Joshua who succeeded for Moses. That was my fault. And then on this particular one, Ronnie knew this, but we were just running out of time because I wanted to give him that full opportunity to share, you know, the 5,000 that Jesus said fed besides women and children, that was from 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Now, it has been said by many preachers that was a young kid's lunch. No, it wasn't. That was a dinner. That was a dinner in a box. Just okay, because that would be a lot to eat. Anyhow, getting back from that whole thing is us moving forward, and I'm not going to be able to go into the First Thessalonians thing, and so I'm just going to move it to the side and get to the other stuff that we need to do. Let's keep in mind that trivia is still active, and so for those that are out there that want to text, Ronnie just called in, had a chance. We prayed for him. Keep him in prayer. That would be a wonderful thing to do. We like praying for one another. It's important to do, and here's the biggest thing. You want people praying for you, so do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That's it. You want to have friends? Be a friend. Get it? You want to be encouraged? Encourage people. It's not overly complex. Okay, let's give somebody else a chance now. What was the name of the man who lifted up the infant Jesus at the temple and praised God when Jesus was a wee little boy, like 8 days, pretty much 8 days? He lifted. Who was that guy? There was a guy and a girl. I'm not talking about the girl. I'm talking about the guy. We'll talk about the girl next time. Okay. All right. Let's not forget our website, hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email David at hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. All right, so that is He Must Increase Ministry. That's the main place where we get stuff, our finances. I will tell you that on August 30th and August 31st, we had 2 good-sized donations that helped us cover. It's just amazing. It's so weird. It's like, you know, we're behind, but it's not, you know, it's not terrible. Da, 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 ding. It's like, the Lord is good to me. So I thank the Lord. I mean, it's just nice. And we love it when people give. And we understand that you can't always do that. We're not like that. We're not like, oh, if you don't give, you know, if you don't give and we can't stay on the air, we'll say, well, that was what the Lord wanted, and now we're into the next thing. That's how we do it. It's like, so we really, really believe in the faithfulness of God. And not just for our finances here for the show, but for his comfort for you, for his love for you, for his commitment to you, for his faithfulness to you. He's really kind. I mean, I don't think one of the fruits of the Spirit, by the way, is kindness. So you have love, joy, and peace. So I pray this every day, and I always confess I don't do that good a job of this, but I say, Lord, I'm sorry I don't have the love, joy, and peace, right? And then I say, I'm sorry I don't have the patience, the kindness, the goodness, the faithfulness, the gentleness, or self-restraint. The reason I use self-restraint is because the Holy Spirit doesn't need self-control. It's restraint. But that's a whole separate issue for theological people that are dumb like myself. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is God is kind. And I think people forget that. If kindness is a fruit of the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit is God, then we can say within the character of God is kindness. That's all. Okay. So I think it's pretty cool. I like stuff like that. Okay, so the question, what was our question? The name of the man who lifted up the infant, Jesus at the temple, when Jesus was a little boy, he was eight days old, so really infant. Okay, lifted him up. Who was that? We're just looking for his name. Did I miss anything? I don't think we missed anything, did I? Half my brain is, I don't know where the other half is. That doesn't matter. All right, let me get into this. You will find this to be... You want to laugh? Good. I don't have a ton of conversations with a lot of certain family members that don't really understand like scriptural elements. I try to be real careful because I don't want to. But there's a passage in Exodus 34:26. Let me read this and then I'll tell you where I got to. This passage says, bring the best of the first fruits of your soil to the house of the Lord your God. Well, it makes sense. And do not cook a young goat in its mother's milk. Okay, don't boil a young goat in its mother's milk. That's just, the Lord says it's disgusting. Okay, got it. So my sister told me, this is a long time ago, but I still have it written down because how funny it is, that her rabbi told her that this passage means don't eat cheeseburgers.
Oh, dear God, no.
So that's an excellent play because you're like going, what? So somehow, I'm working through it. Just laugh with me for a second. Somehow, when it talks about cooking a young goat in its mother's milk, somehow that has to do with cheeseburgers, like from McDonald's or from wherever. And I was like, what? Where'd your rabbi go? I mean, was that, Cracker Jack you? I mean, what are you talking about? I mean, is that a Captain Crunch degree? What is that? Did they get that out of the plastic thing in the bottom of the cereal, open it up, and said, degree you can teach? And it's like, one thing has nothing to do with the other. And then you sit there and you think, as the worst the world, what are you talking about? And this is what happens. Now I'm going to bring it down to a practical level, which a lot of you are going to go, oh, but that's so much closer. But watch this. This is amazing stuff, okay? All right. When people talk about leaders in our country, I don't know if you've noticed it or not, but sometimes it can get really negative and sometimes it can get really nasty. No question about that, okay? But it is not an inappropriate element for whether you're conservative or liberal, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, it is not inappropriate to point out inconsistencies that come from our leadership, because that is called pointing out inconsistencies that come from our leadership. In other words, there's this whole movement that says we can't say anything bad about leaders because, and it's like, okay, there's a truth that you're not supposed to speak evil of leaders. But that has nothing to do with pointing out inconsistencies from leaders. Speaking about something, if somebody goes, I love blue, that's my favorite color. And the next day they go, I love yellow, that's my favorite color. It's not inappropriate to go, Thursday they like blue and Friday they like yellow. Well, they got to pick, right? That's not speaking evil. That's not negative. That's not anything. So what people do is they'll point to Paul, who got in trouble in Acts when he said something about the high priest. Remember that? Paul's statement of speaking evil of leaders being inappropriate, but the context is critical. critical. And so when you're legalistic, you hear what happened, and then you say, oh, Paul, bad guy, bad guy. But what Paul did was, one, he called the guy a name, so that probably shouldn't have done that. He even acknowledged, yeah, that probably wasn't great. But then he said this. He said, he was quoting Exodus 22:28, do not blaspheme God or curse the ruler of your people. So the idea that criticizing is blaspheming or criticizing is cursing is nuts. In other words, for you, for somebody to say, oh, I don't have a lot of confidence in Hillary Clinton. I don't think she could have led the country. I'm not comfortable with her. I'm glad that she didn't win. Somebody would say, that's speaking evil of a leader. It's like, no, speaking evil of a leader would be saying something along the lines of Nancy Pelosi should keep her face out of the ocean because there's so much plastic in her face, it will wipe out all the gains they made with the straws getting out of there. I mean, that would be evil speaking. Okay, that's one thing, has nothing to do with the other. So criticizing or challenging or saying, hey, that's not right, that's one thing. Name calling, that's different. Okay, name calling, you better be at least closer to Jesus to do that. It is true, he called 18 to 23 different names in Matthew 23, but you better be close enough to Jesus to do that. That's territory I'd say you're treading. But to criticize is not to curse. And if you can never say anything bad about, you know, anybody like that, then it doesn't follow any of the scriptural edicts. It just doesn't make any sense. If you can never challenge and say, well, the scripture says this or it says this, you're speaking bad about a leader. Well, but they're not using the Bible. But you're speaking bad. Okay, it's not a curse to criticize specifically if it has the truth connected to it. You know what I'm saying? So if somebody goes, well, you know, the Bible says don't throw stone. Those that live in glass houses don't throw stones. Okay, the Bible doesn't say that. I don't blame that president for coming up with that because he probably heard somebody say that, but it's wrong. So to say it's wrong is not to curse. To say it's wrong, remember we were just talking with Ronnie in the last, to say it's wrong is to know your Bible. Why is that important? Because if you don't know your Bible, you won't know what's right or wrong. And what are the people of God destroyed for? Are they destroyed for their salvation? No. They're destroyed for a lack of knowledge. That means that we have to get our BFN, that's big fat nose, in the book. Because you need to be able to properly evaluate, properly make decisions. You need to judge righteously, just like Jesus said in John chapter 7, verse 24, which never gets quoted by anybody in the press. You need to make the right evaluations. How do you know that? You got to know what the Word says. You have to. When we come back, we're going to dive into that part of it. Crucial. And you got to listen to it, okay? By the way, Simeon was the person who lifted up Jesus. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Most of my life, it feels like I've been running.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
With his special guest today, Focus on the Family Trauma Specialist, Tim Sanford.
People, as they try to sort this out, They go through this, they go through maybe a litany or a list in their mind and try to evaluate, well, you know, is this this and is this this? And what you said right there is the key, that the core of our strength, the core of our ability to go on yet for another day in the midst of what we would consider to be chaos, both socially, politically, and in other realms, is the Lord. I mean, the Lord gives us the ability. I mean, until he blows that trumpet, we are not done.
Exactly, and that's where we come back to, people ask me, well, again, the why questions that people all across the U.S. are asking. And my best theological accurate answer I can give them is, I don't know. I don't stop there. That is an accurate answer. I finished my answer then by saying, here's what I do know.
Excellent.
I know that God is still on his throne. I know that God knew what was going on. I don't know why. Here's what I do know. God is still a loving God. He still is in charge. Here's what I do know.
The David Spoon Experience.
Get your real estate agents here on sale. Only a dime a dozen. Step right up and get your agents.
What's going on here?
Real estate agents are in bloom here in Texas, so they're being offered only a dime a dozen.
Is this how real estate agents seem to you? A dime a dozen? Well, that's enough. Kimberly McQuinn, Realtor and Broker Associate with Fathom Realty, is not a dime a dozen real estate agent. Real estate isn't her hobby, it's her passion. With over 12 years of experience, Kimberly knows real estate isn't about selling, it's about the relationships. Get a free consultation by reaching out to Kimberly at turn2realtyteam.com. That's turn2realtyteam.com. Or call 903-484-6637. That's 903-48-HOMES. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced investor, whether you need a short sale or are looking for foreclosures, Kimberly is the quality you want and deserve for your real estate needs. Don't get the dime a dozen agent. Turn to the best. Turn to Kimberly.
And if you can't shout sight, you'll have to face a penalty. As with
welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. We're glad you are able to be with us. We hope that this Monday will be somewhat refreshing, encouraging, lifting up, or something along those lines. Just think of it this way. For those that really don't like Monday, Tuesday's not that far away. Right? That's right, right?
And amen.
There you go. Wow, that's a good one. And then just keep in mind also that Monday is also, like every other day, ending in D-A-Y. Okay, so just trying to help you out with that. Let's keep in mind for our next trivia question, see if you guys are ready. And on top of it, here you go. In what book of the Bible do you find the following? For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel. What book is that in? Interesting question. If you know, 972-445-0770 or 214-210-8483. We've gotten about 30 texts today. I'm trying to keep up with everybody. It's a little more challenging from time to time. Do not forget, hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email David at hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. All right. I don't think there's that much new on there, though. I didn't put any new pictures. I typically put stuff on, but not this weekend. This weekend was our anniversary.
I am shocked.
I know. we're just chilling. I was watching 3D movies. I watched the Avengers, like the Infinity Wars and the Endgame and so on. So, you know, I like sci-fi stuff. I can't help it. We have a 3D TV, and it's the one thing I bought like 7 years ago, 6 years ago, but it was a good one. And we moved the whole TV thing up to the couch, like so it's only like 5-6 feet away from the couch, and then we watch it. It's like we're in the first seat in a movie theater. It's so funny. We need therapy. It's fine. All right. Only a couple things to tell you in history because we don't have a ton of time. Today is National Trail Mix Day. You need a day for trail mix. I find that hard to believe. And then today is Motorist Consideration Monday. You can just throw that out the door. This never happens. Motorist consideration. I consider I'll run him over if he doesn't move over. That's what people consider. On this day in 1895, first technical professional football game took place in Latrobe, Pennsylvania. I've never heard of Latrobe. YMCA beat the Jeanette Athletic Club 12-0.
I don't know. I don't know how that even works. Is that regular football? And then 1897 on this day, Thomas Edison patented the movie projector. And then finally, because we want to make sure everybody stays current, 1993 on this day, Barney's Favorite Volume 1, an album featuring 27 songs by Barney the Purple Dinosaur, was released.
Is that the album that had the famous I Love You?
I love you, you love me, we're a happy family. Yeah, so if you guys ever saw it, now I'm just going to share this and get mad later. I don't care. I went to a Phoenix Suns basketball camp when Cotton Fitzsimmons was alive, when Charles Barkley and when Kurt Rambis were there. And I went to that camp that they did after the season that they lost. They went to the finals, but they still lost. And I did this basketball camp. It's like a fantasy camp. It's really, really cool. And then it was the following year that they did the Barney thing, I think, maybe a year or two later than that, where Charles Barkley went on Saturday Night Live and played basketball against Barney. And then they showed Barney. He showed Barney, and his eye was popped out. It was classic.
Oh, wow.
It was pretty funny stuff. Okay. So, I mean, you know, sometimes you gotta laugh. All right, let's go. So we just had Ronnie call in earlier. Very important, by the way, that he called in and talked about the fact that the people of God really, that we do need to really know the word. I did start to quote for the Second Thessalonians passage, the chapter 2, verse 10 and 11, which talks about God sending delusions. It's really important for the people of God to grasp Hosea 4:6, which says, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And I want to show you from the scriptures why that balance is like critical. It's crucial. Okay. Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 through 7. Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, if you're the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. Jesus answered, it is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Now, you would think that would just end the situation, but that's not how the devil works. Verse 5, then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift up their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. Verse 7, Jesus answered, here's the key to everything, it is also written. All right, so there are some commentators that get into it, and they're like, oh, he wasn't quoting the scripture right, or it was this, or it was this. No, he was quoting it fine. The devil did just fine. He quoted the scripture fine. That's not the problem. The problem comes into this place. Jesus makes it clear that man is not to live by bread alone. How important is bread? Yeah, it's pretty important. Okay? I mean, it's just a basic food, the most basic food. And he's like, man shouldn't live by that, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. So the devil tries to twist that answer by saying, oh, well, if that's the case, look, it's written here. And what was Jesus' response when the devil threw the scripture at him the way he did? Jesus answered, it is also written, which brings in the balance of the other passage where Jesus said, it's also written, thou shalt not test the Lord thy God. So you don't do it to test him in the context of trying to, you know, I'm going to outprove God or I'm going to do better than God. But in this passage you have, it is written, and then Satan goes, well, for it's written, and then Jesus goes, it's also written. And so it's the also is the key, because what people do is they'll say, oh, judge not lest ye be judged. And then you just give them John 7:24, what also says, judge ye righteous judgment. And that brings the other one into balance. And see, scripture is the greatest commentator on scripture. Scripture is the best commentary you can ever read when you're trying to understand it. And it balances out, wait, if you read it. And I'm not saying select portions. I mean, you got people, they won't even read 2 John, 3 John. Well, I don't know what that is. I'm not going to read. That's part of the Word of God. You think that God created the universe? Yes, of course he created the universe, Dave. Well, he can write a book. Now, I know I got those people out there We just went through this. And they're like, no, it all came about from the Big Bang. There was nothing, and then there was something. Simply the biggest contradiction that ever existed. Nothing cannot become something without agency. It's impossible. This just doesn't work. Has to be an agency to make that happen. So the bottom line is, God created the universe. The dude can write a book. You don't spend time in the book. That's hurting you. If we've said it before, we'll say it again. If an alien came down to Washington and he's like, I am from planet whatever land, and here's all the answers for life, and here's a free copy, here's a free copy, here's a free copy. Everybody would read that book to no end. They would think it's the most important thing ever to read. Yet when it comes to reading your Bible, it's easier to read a TV guide than your Bible. That should tell you everything you need to know. Because the enemy doesn't want you in the Word. And it's not just about hearing the Word. It's about getting into the Word. It's about meditating on the Word. It's about, you know, the word meditate in the Hebrew and in the Greek means to turn it around in your mind. You know, flip it around and flip it around and flip it around. Keep thinking about it. And so what the enemy does is he uses a tactic to distract people from the Word of God, or he uses a tactic by only using bits and pieces. And that's what he does when people will quote it. Somebody just recently said, oh, Jesus' whole message was about acceptance. His first message was repent. Hey, did those people know that? The whole Sermon on the Mount was about behavior that couldn't really be attained to without the righteousness of Christ, but that was certainly better than the religious behavior that was taking place of the day. It's like you just like, you could guess to pick and choose. Jesus rebuked more people for sin than he ever fed the poor, period. It's not even close. And it's like, why don't they talk about that? You know why they don't talk about that. Doesn't fit the narrative. Doesn't work. Well, too bad. That's what the Word says. But if we don't know what the Word says, we're like going, wait, let me do that better. You think, well, Dave, that's being mean. Okay, if my meanness makes you spend 1 minute more in the Word of God, I win, in the sense of I'm just trying to get you and me to get more in. Exactly what Ronnie prayed for is exactly what we should all be praying for. In the Word, meditating, thinking, loving it, wanting it, approaching that Word, not read it to read it, but read it to hear what God has to say. God has a message for you. Do you want to hear what God has to say? Open up His Word. Oh, that's just a book, the one that God built, the one that God created. No, it's not God, but it speaks to you for God on His behalf. Come on. It's not genius stuff. And all of that points you to a closer, deeper understanding, commitment, and relationship with the Lord. And if you don't like it here on earth, you're going to hate heaven. Because that's what it's all about. I mean, it's just what it is. All right. I'm getting off my little peach crate right now. What book do you find following the Lord Himself, which shall descend from heaven with a shout, voice of an archangel? 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 16 and 17. That was a tough one. Usually the third ones are the toughest. All right, folks, taking a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, Christian Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7.
Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
By the way, I found out just the other day, I know you don't know this, but I found out that I am one of the most hated people in the United States of America and in the world. Did you know that?
Because you're a middle-aged white guy?
Let me help you out here, son. Let me help you out. Not only am I a middle-aged white guy, by the way, thanks for the middle age line. Thanks, pal. I appreciate that.
I'm not that far behind.
Okay, well, that's not the point. The point is, I'm also, ready? I'm also Jewish, okay? So I have a lot of people that don't like me right there. I'm Christian, so I have a lot of people that don't like me right there. I'm conservative. I have a lot of people that don't like me right there. I'm an American. Got a lot of people that don't like me right there. I mean, you see where we're going with this? And I have a talk show. So that's just, you put all those together.
You got me left. Yeah, I love you, buddy.
I mean, come on. You know, just because they love me doesn't mean they're right. And just because they hate me doesn't mean they're wrong.
What is the David Spoon Experience? Imagine yourself on a rocket ship racing at 1,000 miles an hour into space. Once there, you can sense the power and the presence of the majestic and the divine. You forget about your troubles and your fears, and you just float in peace without a worry in the world. There are no struggles, no pain, no discomfort. It's soothing, calm, comfortable. But then the show starts, and you realize that none of that stuff has anything to do with the show. What were you thinking? The David Spoon Experience, only for the brave of heart and the bored.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. All right, before we get into our next trivia question, Eric wanted to know what that portion was in Acts 23 that I was talking about with Paul. Paul was quoting Exodus 22:28. When he said you're not supposed to blaspheme God or curse the rulers or your people. And the reason that's important is to understand that that doesn't have anything to do with criticizing or pointing out inconsistencies. But, you know, if you want to, we can dive into that later on because it's really fascinating. People say, well, Christians, they should just be quiet and nobody should hear from them and so on and so forth. It's like, really? You think that's what Jesus did at the Sermon on the Mount? Was quiet and just spoke to nobody? Because that is not what happened. Okay. And remember the expression, quiet as a church mouse? There's an expression called quiet as a church mouse. Have you ever heard a church mouse? They're so loud, it's irritating. They disrupt the service. I don't know where people come up with this stuff. I ask these kind of questions. Humpty Dumpty sitting on a wall. What's an egg doing on a wall? All right. Anyway, we'll skip to that. Don't even get me started on the three blind mice and the farmer's wife. How bizarre are all those people? They all need therapy. Let's keep aware. If you want to reach out to us, 972-445-0770 is the number to call. 214-210-8483 is, in fact, the number to text. Here is the last and should not be that difficult one. What was the name of the man who ordered the execution of 450 bad priests? Bad priests. Priests of Baal. Ooh. That should make that a little easier for people to figure out. Don't forget our website, hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email David at hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. All right, so that's some stuff to check out. So I wanted to finish off this, it was cool because when Ronnie called in, it kind of went the direction I wanted to go. So that part was really cool, and I really do praise the Lord because the Lord kind of comes in sometime and goes, turn here, take a right here, take a left here. Not always, but sometimes. And then I was able to share a little bit on the depth of word and how bizarre it gets. I mean, it gets so bizarre. When people are like, you know, you can't have cheeseburgers or it's like the weirdest interpretation. It's like they lose it,
or something there, or something happens. And this is just why we need to be in the Word, and we need to know what the Word has to say. So in lieu of that, and something that most of you will still like me for, but it is challenging, I'm going to make it really clear. First of all, when you get into politics and voting and all that stuff, you best use the Word of God as your slice. You best use that as your plumb line, because that's what God wants you to use. He wants you to use what he had to communicate. Dear human race, Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21, love God. Use that book, because he knows what he's doing, knows how to write a book, knows how to communicate, and you want to be connected as close to those principles as is possible. But not that long ago, in 2012, there was this big whoop-de-do, and I'm bringing it up because most of you know about it. It's about 8 years ago, where people were getting really mad because when Barack Obama was the president, he said, you know, you guys, you didn't build this. The government built this. And then you had all these other people going, the government didn't build this. We built this. And there was this back and forth, and that's to me, that's the epitome of the right versus the left, the conservative versus liberal, the mindsets that everybody's doing. And it's like, you didn't build it. We did it by our own sweat and blood, by our own work of our hands. And then the government's like, you couldn't have done that without us. And then it goes back and forth. Now, in that conversation, everybody is taking credit. See, that's what you look for. Everybody's taking credit. Huh. It's funny because the scripture says in 1 Corinthians 1:29, no flesh shall glory before his presence. So everybody's taking credit, but nobody's giving credit where credit is due. And this is the stuff that kind of bonkers me out. 1 Chronicles 29:14. Here's what it says, right? Everything comes from you, God. Okay. Let's see if I can go deep in this. Everything comes from you. Oh, okay. Everything comes from you. Okay. Everything comes from you. Everything. Okay. I'm going to have somebody answer on this trivia. Here we go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Ronnie.
Hey, making a comeback here. All right, my friend. This is kind of a toughy question because we're talking about the prophets of Baal.
No, it's not. It's not tough at all.
Okay, what do you got for me, my
it's
friend?
Elijah.
It's what?
Elijah.
That is correct. That's right. He's the 450 prophets of Baal. He's like, take them down. They're no good. Can't keep these guys around. They do bad work. Excellent, Ronnie. You're so funny. No, it's not hard. I know it. Great job, my friend. I really appreciate it.
You know that I read the Old Testament a lot.
Yeah, that's good. It's good that you caught that. That was a good catch. Very good job.
Thank you very much.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, so that was Elijah. Had the 450 prophets. People goes, oh, he shouldn't have done that. Okay, tell God. So what's really important for us to understand, and what I'm just trying to say here, is God gives you everything. And if you're not sure about that, 1 Corinthians 4:7, for who makes you different from anybody else, and what do you have that you did not receive? And if you did receive it, why do you boast as though you did not? Now, this is a very fascinating passage. What do you have that you did not receive? You got life? I'm sorry. Did you give yourself life from your parents? Did you do that? No. Maybe God did that. Maybe God gave you breath. Acts 17:25. He's not served by human hands as if he needed anything, because he himself gives all men life and breath and everything else. The thing that bothers me most about this whole thing, and when you get into these elections and all this stuff, is that God is like not ever acknowledged enough. Not just with a God bless America, but everything that you have accomplished because God has enabled you to accomplish it. Every great answer you've ever given, you already know is beyond you. It came because God let you have the right answer at the right time. Even in the same scripture they're talking about in Acts 17, it says that God determined the borders and the times and the rulers. I mean, it's like God's like, it's up to me. And every heartbeat comes from God. And you know what's sad but true? Some heartbeats don't continue because God says it can't continue. You want to know why I'm top center and not left or right? Because when it comes down to it, every breath, every decision, every element that we have comes from the hand of God. That's why. And so, you know, in Chronicles 29:16, this one verse, 29:16 says, "O Lord our God, for all of this, it comes from your hands. Has the Lord blessed you? Did you go out and have a good meal? Did your body enjoy a good meal because there was something good that you ate? Did you have a nice gift granted to you because it's your birthday? Well, did you invent your birthday, or did God let you have a birthday? Did you create the ability to enjoy, or did God give you a body that enables you to enjoy? The government did this. No, we did this. So somewhere between self-I and little g, the big G is getting dissed. It's like, no, that's the wrong answer, people. God gets the props. And lest anybody forget, just in case you're not sure about how this works, remember what Paul wrote in Philippians, that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. I mean, there's no getting around this. And the reason that I bring it up is because I don't care where you stand as long as God gets the glory first. And then go from there. Okay? I know you think, no, it's got to be this, got to be this. No, you make sure that God gets the glory first. And then let everything else shake out. As you'll find out, you and God in a partnership can just do so much more together. Just remember, you and God, that's a majority. So if it was you, if it was Elijah and God, Elijah had the majority because it's God. I mean, come on. That's just, I love stuff like that. All right. Terrific D. That was a really good sound play. By the way, that one was pretty good. I liked it. It was a good job. All right. All right, folks. Tomorrow will be a little lighter, hopefully, probably, maybe, if you're lucky. We'll see. Great job. Keep Ronnie in prayer. I'm keeping all of you in prayer. Keep all of us in prayer. Pray for T and for Jennifer and myself and for the whole gang here at KAAM 770. We can always use it. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. 23-hour break. Then we'll be back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Destroying everyone and everything he finds. He's the hungry.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.